What would you call this part?
Forehead.
What would this be?
Yeah.
All that.
Hair.
What about if I had one of these?
Beard.
Which one my which one would this be? My
earlobe.
Mhm. And this would be my, the whole thing would be my
left ear.
This would be my
right.
If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
This would be my
throat.
What would a gozzle be?
I don't know.
Would you ever, if you're butchering a hog or something like that, would you ever have a part you might call a name like that?
Goozle.
Mm-hmm. Goozle. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would that be? Which part would that be?
The esophagus.
Uh-huh. If you have a dentist, he would be there to look at your
teeth.
He might say, well, he needs to fill that
tooth.
What would you call a flesh around the teeth here?
Gums.
You could hold a baby bird in the
palm.
What would you call that?
Fist.
You say double up both?
Fist.
What would you call all these places that you can bend and
elbows?
This would be my
chest.
This would be my
hand.
These both would be my
hands.
This would be one of my
legs.
This part would be the
shin.
What about that? What would that be?
Here? Foot.
Two of these would be my
feet.
What would you call a back part right there? You might say somebody got down on his... If you're looking at tobacco or something like that, looking at a leaf, you might have to get down and
squat.
And sometimes you might say, well, if it were a deer or something like that, what would you call, say, this part of his leg?
Ham.
If somebody's been sick a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale.
A person that can lift heavy weights, who's pretty robust, healthy, you say he's big and
strong.
Somebody who's easy to get along with, you'd say he's
easygoing.
For a boy's in his teens and he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you might say, at that age, he's awfully
clumsy.
Person who never will spend a cent.
Stingy.
If you said that a person was common, what would that mean?
Like everybody else, I guess.
If you had an old aunt and she said that that girl was common, she said something like, stay away from that girl, she's common, what would that mean? Would that be something pretty bad for her to say?
I guess you'd refer to her as lower class.
Mm-hmm. Would it be very insulting if you said somebody was common?
No.
Mm-hmm. Would it be very insulting if, say, somebody like an aunt said that girl is very common?
No, I don't think. It wouldn't to me.
Mm-hmm. If an old man still very strong and active, doesn't show his age, you'd say, well, he's still quite
active.